Now, once in a while, I don't have to be so fucking salty. And I can really think about the blessings I have, and especially with the people, you know. I said it last night, and it was just, you know, we reflect our environments and how bright it is by how bright your surroundings are. And I'm a firm believer, you know, we are a combination of all the things, obviously, we liked, or the things that we're around, you know, the things we take on, because we take those on to adapt, you know, and I feel, and I'm just like, it means a lot to me when I have just solid people in my fucking life, like, just solid motherfuckers that are the first to be like, yo, where's, like, when I'm feeling down, they're just like, where's that big dick energy, though? Come on now, bring it, you know, what the fuck? And, you know, I mean, shout out to the homegirl I can call if I need to get a dude out of my fucking house, because, you know, sometimes there's something to be said when motherfuckers, you know, live close, and they can be there in less than fucking 5 minutes. You know, there's shout out to the family who are more than just family, you know, they're the family that, even if they weren't, like, I can honestly say I have cousins that, even if they weren't my cousins, I would want them to be my family, you know, like, I would still interact with them, like, I have a cousin that it's like, he comes through, we smoke out, everything's chill, but there's that level of, we've always had it since we kind of, I don't know, it's kind of a cool interaction I've had with one of my older cousins, since I was about to be almost graduating high school, like, I think I was maybe a sophomore, or, no, yeah, I was a, shit, so yeah, I was a sophomore in high school, so a couple years ago, my bad, but he was graduated, and he was out, because he was a few years older, and I remember one night, drunkenly, he decided to call my fucking mama's house phone, and I picked up, because it was late, and I recognized the number, and I was like, hello, and I figured it was Auntie calling over something, and it was him, and he just was like, oh, I called to talk to you, and I'm kind of like, why? You know, because I'm the youngest of our 1990 to 92 generation, I'm the youngest, and, you know, he's one of the oldest, so he kind of is just like, I just, we don't talk, and we're cousins, why is that? And I think, like, ever since that night, like, we just got to talking, like, and I let him know what the hell I was up to, and I was like, yeah, well, I'm hooking up with this chick right now, or, you know, and then he was, like, talking to me about, he was introducing me to Tech Nine, like, you know, it was a good-ass talk, and ever since that has been established between us, there's a level of, such as last night, he showed up, and was just like, so what do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about your career? Do you want to talk about this fucking dude you had to kick out? Like, you know, yeah. Do you want to talk about, like, what do you need to talk about? Because, you know, there's those times we just kind of reach out to each other and like, hey, hope things are going all right. And it's like, nah, let's talk. Like, you know, maybe something's on your fucking mind because something's weighing you down. And it is true. And like, I realize when I start talking about the same fucking things, and so somebody's like, you know, this has been fucking with you a minute. You've mentioned it a few times now that we've hung out. And I'm like, yeah, it's true. You know, and I just, I really feel blessed in that just being one of my relationships. You know, I value, you know, same time, you know, I have a cousin that he, I don't know, it was kind of cool. I saw, like, his woman posted it, and I'm like, props to her that I'm like, again, another badass person that's in my life that I'm like, how cool, like, they show me, like, no matter what, you know, you're still journeying and learning and loving life, that I'm like, it don't matter, you know, for me, I always think that's cool, like, when I can see people, you know, like, they call it glow up, you know, and I feel that from some people, and, like, she's one of them, and, but it's like, you know, my cousin was with her, she got baptized, and it was, like, there's, like, this sweet moment, like, of course, there's, like, great pictures taken of them holding hands and stuff, but I'm just kind of, like, man, that's the motherfuckers you need in your life, is motherfuckers who are willing to go with you on a spiritual journey, I think, you know, like, there's someone who's, like, no, regardless what it may or may not be, it's just, like, this is making you glow up, this is what's making you change into the person you want to be. Because it's not about, like, when you're in a partnership, absolutely, it's not about what you want your partner to be. It's about who the fuck you are and what you bring. You know? So, it's like when you're seeing someone that it's like something that they're putting all their all into because, you know, and I think I find spirituality and things like that when it's like, you know, I'm going on this journey right now. This is where I'm at. And I feel like you could be open like that with people. And I mean, I love, you know, I have friends who are just like, you know, I have a fucking sous chef that she was my sous chef back in Minnesota and a few years back. And she just, like, she was younger than me, but I had no beefs with her to the point of, like, I was just like, dude, I want to learn from you. Because she had an eye for fucking detail. She had this level, and she was just the epitome of that, like, an illuminating person. Like, she was the first, because she was one of those unfortunate pretty girls that were around the wrong people, made them think they weren't, you know? And not even in the, it's not that pretty's all a girl can be, but when you're growing up and you're, you know, told that you're not good enough just because, like, it's like you don't even have, like, the entry-level attractiveness to make someone want to get to know you, you know? It's just fucked up. And, like, she admitted to me, like, she'd been a bit chubbier, like, whatever bullshit-ass reasons people had to make you feel bad. But now, thank God, you know, like, and I remember telling, I'm like, you know, like, it's nothing to do with how you look, because that your looks, you're fucking gorgeous. Like, I feel, I was like, but it's really you. It's the fact you give a shit enough to where she would make a point, like, what, as her managerial style, she wants to know your point of view on things. Like, she's like, all right, so I saw an issue just happened. I'm gonna come talk to you, you know, what's up here? You know, she really was good. She would advocate for us when she could, like, within her power that she had. And I always respected that in her. I love that she was the type that she was like, I'm sorry, you can't go through life being, you know, she showed me, she's like, you can't, because with the cooks in our kitchen, she's like, you know, you can't just be one way. There's too many different people in this world who come from too many different places in their life to fucking think that you can interact the same way with each fucking one and not think someone might have an issue with something you are when you're just a dick. You know, when you have, you just want to have this no level of understanding with people and you just want them to just understand you. That's just not how it works. And so that's what she would do. She's like, I try to learn the best way to communicate with people. Like, on their level. She's like, to where they don't get defensive. To where they don't, you know. And I was just, I was like, tell them what they want to hear. And it's like, she's like, no, it's just, I'm trying to learn to communicate with them to get my point across. And so we're at an understanding. Because it is true. Because not everyone reacts well to me. And, hey, dumbass, you fucked up. You know? Because there's some people you can joke like that with. But then there's some people really like, oh, shit. Because it's like, well, you don't got to be a dick. Like, it's not always them being dumb. Maybe it's your managerial style and they weren't properly trained. That's a question. You know, it's like always like, well, what's your contribution to an issue you're having? But anyways, I love her personality, just her humor. Anyways, and it always just like struck me just who she is as a person. And I love her, like, she's been traveling and doing her thing. You know, just badass people I've had the pleasure and luck to come across, like, even in my travels, just getting to have these one-on-one talks with people, because I don't know, because there's some people that, I don't know, do you ever feel like people just open up to you? Because I feel like they do to me. Like, people feel safe enough to share their story, and, like, sometimes it's like, whoa, I just got to know a lot of personal information about you, but I really feel there's, like, a level, you know, when people share your story, and I've been thankful for, like, I've, you know, shared things about my life and about, like, where I come from and just things I've been through. And I'm like, you know, this is what I deal with, you know. I was like, I do have issues. Like, I do have anxiety issues and I do have stress out. I was like, you know, let's be real. I stress don't eat now. Like, I used to stress overeat and I would binge eat. And it was fucking horrible. Like, I just loved having a lot of food and being able to eat a lot of food. And then it got to the point I would start throwing up a lot, like, because I was just overeating. And then, I started again, it's like that. I did change my relationship with food, and now it's not that I don't love food. It's not like I don't want to eat. It's the fact of I'm too stressed out. I can't even enjoy food. Like, I have to be stoned first. How fucked up is that? You know, I do feel blessed that, you know, I have friends that I can just hit them up and be like, hey, how's it going? You know, how's life? You know, and it's like you could pick up, and that's always solid. I love the relationship I have with my brother. I love that, you know, we could always talk some real shit on different levels, you know, and shit, I remember him calling me. I was living in Minnesota, and fucking, he called me, and it was like 6 a.m. my time, and I picked up like, fuck, it's early. And then I'm like talking to him for a sec, because he's like all up and excited, and I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, it's 4 a.m. in Cali. Why the fuck are you? You know, and he just got his internet connection, so he was like going nuts finding shit, and it was, all right, cool, he wants to talk some shit. That's tight. But I'm over here, like, you know, because I was telling some of my roommates about it, because they heard, they were like, oh, you got to call hella early? And I was like, yeah, sorry about that, you know, if I woke any of y'all up. They're like, no, I was just, who'd calling? I'm like, eh, it's my brother, it's not a big deal. And they're like, oh, and I'm like, I mean, my brother was stationed in Iraq, and he would even, while he was in Iraq, be asking me what's going on, like, what, you know, am I doing all right? Like, to a point, like, he made a point, because, like, he knew things were rough between me and Mom at the time. And so he'd be like, you know, talking to me and be like, well, how's it going, Moms? You know, like, is it, y'all right? Did you just get yelled at? Like, what happened? You know, and it's like that level of, like, caring. And it's just, I guess it's that feeling, like, having friends that are down as fuck for you to help you out. And it's like how blessed it is. And then it's like, I'm like, I feel the same. Like, well, you know, you need something, you fucking holler. Like, you know, like, you know, me and my homegirl, we were talking about how, you know, we go out to eat, and most of the time, we're not always happy with our meals. We're like, oh, fuck. Like, that was alright, or whatever. You know, and it's like, well, we ended up paying for nothing we exactly enjoyed. Like, we just had a good time because we were high and talked shit, but then it's like, after, I was like, well, it wasn't the best fucking food, or the fries weren't fresh, or whatever the fuck it was, you know, because sometimes you go through that drive-thru, and they had you waiting hella deep, like, at Mickey D's right now, the wait is ridiculous. Like, they will park up to 6-7 fucking cars, man, and we'll be sitting there, and they're like, oh, well, we're waiting on this one sandwich, and it's like, okay, well, the fries should be fresh then, time them with the fucking sandwich, like, I don't get it, and it's just, you know, we're talking about it, and so I was like, well, why don't we go in on fucking halves on some fucking food at the grocery store, and then I'll just fucking cook. I like cooking for people who are gonna enjoy my fucking food. I love that. Like, that's what I want to do. I want to live with someone who's just like, yo, if I get all this shit, you know, will you make this for me? You know, or, you know, or however the contribution has to go. But I would love to be, like, someone's, like, private chef. And that's all I did. They just found crazy recipes. Like, dude, could you do this? And I'm like, dude, I'm going to try to learn. Because I think that's dope. Like, I want to work with those crazy ingredients. And, I mean, I feel blessed. Like, I lived with this roommate who, she was just the epitome of a fucking fairy. And I loved it. And, she goes by Mama Dragon in Renaissance fairs now. Like, she moved to Hawaii and learned to fire dance. Like, we live together. In Minnesota. And that's what I mean, I guess. You know, you do really make connections with people. It's kind of impressive to me. The people I really, it's the unexpected ones along the way. Because, yeah, friends can kind of be a dime a dozen. But relationships and, like, all the dudes that I had kind of, like, a thing with in that time in Minnesota, I don't think I really, I think I talked to only one in that time since I moved away. You know? And it wasn't even, like, a good friend. He was, like, a guy I was kind of hooking up with, and he honestly wanted to talk shit to me because of something I fucking posted. And I'm like, well, how's this relevant? I don't live in your state anymore. Suck it. But anyways, that's what I mean. Maybe it's like guys are for fucking and women are for dating. Because I just feel, I don't know, there's some solidarity I'm feeling with some people that I'm like, this is okay right now. I don't need, sex is great, whatever, it can be fun. But right now I'm just like, that's all. That's all we're going to do. We're just going to fuck a lot. I just, I don't know. It'd be nice if sex was just the perk and not just the main thing to offer and do. Like, it's one thing when you just feel that way for each other and you want to fuck around all the time. All right, cool, I get that. But when that, because everyone goes through that honeymoon period, you know, like when you're first getting to fuck with someone, you know, and it's like, we're gonna fuck that night, and then we're gonna fuck that morning, then we're gonna, like, talk shit through text all day, then we're gonna fuck again that night. Like, you know, it's gonna, but then that does slow down eventually, because life sets in, things set in, whatever. But, and that's understandable, because life changes, like, things happen. I get that. But I'm also like, but when that was all you had to offer, and that was your only way to show affection, that's when it gets frustrating. It's like, okay, well, you know, there's that love. If that was the only way you knew how to be close, and then now you're withdrawing it because of, oh, well, I just don't have time, which is understandable. It's like, then you do what you have time for. Like, why are you withdrawing all your effort? It's like, well, obviously, then you just don't know how to keep up in a relationship, and you should have cut it. Why? I don't know, it's like, or I guess it's frustrating because it's like, oh, you had all this time to fuck me, but now that it's like, oh, well, I can't be up late not fucking her in the morning, you know, I got work or whatever, it's like, okay, then fucking, you know, maybe that night then we won't, like, spend all night fucking like crazy, maybe, you know, I'll just make a nice fucking dinner, and we'll fucking smoke out, I'll cook, we'll smoke out, and we'll smoke again while we're eating, eat some more good food. Maybe hook up or something a little bit, like, I don't know, like a quick, you know, I don't know. I'm a quickie person, like, I can dig that, like, sometimes, like, you just want to get that out, or we don't even have to mess around. It's like, literally, like, all right, then we can, like, go for a quick walk or something, get some exercise, and that way, you know, you're exhausted, you're tired enough to go right to sleep, and that way you'll have a good night's sleep for work the next day. Because I get it, sometimes, like, fucking drains you. I get it. Like, good sex should, I feel like it's great if it, you know, makes you feel great, but I'm like, but there's something to be said when you're going hard and sex is just another exertion. Like, when I'm working 2 weeks in a row, I'm like, I'm not trying to fuck a lot because that's just a lot of more effort and less sleep I get, and I got work in the damn morning because I got a clopen. Yeah, close open. Sucks ass. Like, oh, I close at, like, 2 in the goddamn morning and I'm back here at, like, 8. Yeah. Fuck. Anyways, I don't know, it's been nice, like, other ways that I can actually talk with people, because I do feel like with a lot of guys, I'm like, fine, if sex is all that's fucking relevant, then fine, that's all we'll do, but then I'm like, well, then you do get boring eventually. But, that's what I always hate when people don't put on me, it's like, well, quit fucking them, and it's like, why though, if that's all they're offering, and I'm down, why not? And if it's not what I want, I say no, and I move on. And if homeboy gets a hissy fit and wants to be all, like, pissy about it, then I'm like, well, then maybe we shouldn't fuck again at all. Not even just a not this time, or maybe next time. Like, you know, it's like you're gonna throw a bitch fit. Like, you don't get to come in and out when you feel like it. Like, that's not what this is. You put in a request. Like, but again, it's, like, even with all, like, the bullshit interactions, it's, like, at least I have funny stories, and at least I just have shit I can laugh at, and it's just, like, that reminds me to appreciate the people I'm really blessed that I have in my life. You know, it's, like, I'm blessed to have the homegirls who were, like, you're, like, you know, that you're the godmom, and, you know, there's, I don't know, it's just this, like, level. I don't know.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.